Paul Marsh here on Express, and I am delighted to say that I've been joined in the studio by Michael Franklin, comedian Michael Franklin. Michael, tell us a joke.
I don't think you'd be able to air any of my jokes at this time in the morning without getting a few complaints.
Thank you for restraining yourself. I do greatly appreciate it. It's always the worry, actually, whenever you have any comedians on, you go, right, just a reminder.
Yeah,
this is 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, yes. People are on their way to work.
Yes. Don't want anybody choking on their coffee this morning.
Exactly.
How are you, mate? How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very much looking forward to a summer of festivals, and it's good to see that the weather's finally turned in our favour.
I was just about to say that, because the funny thing is, so I was up in Lincoln over the weekend at Truck Fest, and the weather was gorgeous all weekend. We had fantastic sunshine. It's not been the same down here, has it?
No, I was in Bournemouth for a festival on the Saturday. It was boiling hot. So I thought, do you know what, for the Sunday, I'm going to go back up there with my brand new bright white trainers that I just bought. And it poured down the second I got to the festival, and it didn't stop all day.
No.
So that was a wasted investment for those trainers.
Can you rescue them, or are they gone?
I'll give it a go, but...
Not in good condition.
No.
So we met last year at Victorious Festival, because you run the comedy tent at Victorious Festival.
Yes.
And we've been talking non-stop ever since, and it's like trying to get you on. And then, was it over Christmas time or just before Christmas, you were going to come on, and I actually was then off for a week or so,
yeah.
And it's just never worked out. But here you are. So for the people that don't know who you are, just mm-hmm. give us a very quick, brief sort of thing about... how you got into comedy, that first sort of night doing open mic, I assume, somewhere.
Yep.
Tell us about all that kind of stuff.
Yes, well, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Michael Franklin. I'm a Portsmouth-based comedian. How I got into comedy, I'd always been a fan of it, but I'd never really... I didn't know that was something you could just get into.
Yeah.
I thought, surely there must be... some
sort of take a test? Is there a license or... Yeah,
exactly. Like, surely you have to go in front of a panel of more seasoned comedians and you have to make them laugh and then they let
you
in.
Taking very serious notes down. Yes, yes. No, that one wasn't funny, sir.
Exactly. Very, very, like a more secretive Britain's Got Talent sort of thing. But I ended up going to... you're the Fat Fox.
Yes, yeah,
On Albert Road. I went there to watch a football game.
Okay.
I can't remember who it was, but I was just in the area watching the game. And when the game was finishing, someone came round and went, just to let you know, we're doing comedy next door. If you want to come along, it's free. And I thought, yeah, I'll check it out, expecting it to be the most unfunny thing I'd ever seen, because... it, in my head, free equated to not worth paying for.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was so surprised about how good everybody was. So I started going quite regularly. I became pretty good friends with the host, a guy named Adam Broomfield-Strawn. And eventually he texts me. He's like, are you coming tonight? And I was like, yeah, I should be along. And he goes, right, we've actually had someone message to say they're not going to be here. Do you fancy doing 5 minutes? And I had nothing prepared. I had no plans to go on stage ever. It never even occurred to me that I would give it a go. But I don't know what possessed me. I went, yeah, sure. Got up there. And enough people laughed to give me enough encouragement to try it again. And that was 2016. And here we are in 2024.
That must have been the most terrifying 5 minutes of your entire life.
It was. It was the longest 5 minutes of my life.
Yeah.
I'm not a theatre kid. I'd never been on stage at all prior to it. I'd never heard my voice through a microphone speaker system. And... I wish I had a recording of it, but I didn't have the foresight.
No, I can't imagine you ever thought there was going to be another one or anything else.
No, and part of me thought, you will be so bad, you will never want to relive this through audio or video.
Yeah.
But I think, if memory serves, nobody laughed for the first 4 minutes.
But I love that. That's brilliant.
And I would do the whole pause for laughter...
You need one of those big red signs, don't you?
But the last joke I did got enough of a laugh from people for me to think, okay, so you're not completely unfunny.
Yeah,
there might be something
yeah.
to this. And since then, it's been a roller coaster ride, but also the most fun experience of my life.
I can't believe that you had no ambitions to get up on stage at all, because most comedians I know, at some point, they want to try it, and then they take the plunge. Or they are a funny person, and sometimes a funny person translates into being a funny comedian, and sometimes it doesn't. But sometimes that happens as well. But I can't believe that you just enjoyed the comedy so much and went, yeah, I'll give that a go.
Yeah, well, I liken it to the same as, you know, I like going to watch live bands, but yeah. I've never thought, I could probably play the guitar.
See that Jimi Hendrix solo?
Yeah.
I'd give that a go.
Yeah. I could hit those notes if I tried.
Yeah.
No, it was just something I enjoyed purely as a punter, as an audience member. I'm glad I gave it a go.
Yeah, I bet.
I want to put it down to, you know, youthful overconfidence for no reason. I think if someone asked me later in life, do you want to give it a go? I think I would be, no.
No, you're okay.
Yeah. I don't want to be like the embarrassing, like, dad who goes up there,
thinks
he's funny.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
No. Get off. Get the hook around his neck, get him off stage.
I just think that's amazing. And then obviously, once you've done that once, and then you go again, and you go again, and obviously it got better, which is good.
Yes.
You know, if you can go from 1 minute of laughter to 2 minutes of laughter and 3 minutes of laughter.
That is unfortunately how you have to do it.
Yeah.
There's no quick way of doing
this, unfortunately. Well, there's no book on it, is there? There's no book on being funny, how to be funny, Idiot's Guide to How to Be Funny. You just have to try.
If only there was.
The bestseller.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. But no, unfortunately, with comedy, especially at sort of my level, where I'm not a household name, like, no one's booking tickets to the Michael Franklin show just yet, which means you go in front of an audience, they don't know who you are necessarily.
Yeah.
They don't know your style. So you have to start absolutely from scratch.
Every single time.
Every single night. Whereas if you go see a Jimmy Carr, a Ricky Gervais,
you know what you're getting yourself in for.
Exactly. Yeah. And also from the act's point of view, they're confident that anyone who's bought a ticket knows your sense of humour, knows your material, knows the sort of things you do, and they're into that, and that's why they've forked out for a ticket.
So then obviously you carry on gigging, you do your own bits and pieces. And as I've had quite a few local comedians on in the last sort of few months, and the vast majority of local comedians are also promoters as well. So
yes,
you took a step into that world. How did that come about? How did that go?
Well, it came about, me and my friend Perry Riley, we run the Victorious Tent together. I was speaking to him, and basically there was only one place to perform in the whole city, and that was the Fat Fox. It was once a month, and they can't have you on every month.
No.
There's got to be some sort of variety.
Yeah.
And I didn't drive at the time, and train fares to Brighton or London or Bournemouth were too much for me at the time. So we decided, well, what if we just, again, the naivety, how hard can it be?
Easy.
We just run our own thing. And Drift Bar were the first place to give us an opportunity. We were upstairs whilst there was a salsa night going on downstairs.
That's funny in itself. That's brilliant.
It really is. And you could feel the bass through the stage from downstairs.
I can just imagine you telling your jokes and the hips moving at the same time.
Exactly. That was my go-to move. If nobody laughs, just do a bit of salsa in, and then it's a good reset and we can go on to the next joke.
So that obviously went well enough for... Then you ran that for a while, and then where did Victorious come into it? Because
Victorious was a cold call email from us.
Right, wow.
We reached out because I had been to the Reading Festival in 2017, and they had a comedy tent there with people such as Bill Bailey, people such as Joe Lycett, real big names.
Yeah.
But they also had a sort of up-and-comer
section. Listen, the comedy tent at any festival is no different to the main stage at any festival, with the acts that are on at 12 o'clock through till 3, 4, 5 o'clock are generally up-and-comers, maybe had a little hit or something else like that, and it builds up and builds up, and the comedy tent's no different.
No, I couldn't agree more. And that is how comedy tents, as you said, at each festival are structured. And what I do like is that more festivals are including comedy as a serious part of the festival.
Yeah.
I will say that Victorious were one of the first ones that I was aware of, other than like your big Glastonbury's, your big Reading festivals. But the ones of the size of Victorious, they were one of the first to give it a designated sort of area.
Yeah.
Like, this is the comedy tent, rather than having a stage where there's poetry in the morning, a live podcast.
In between bands.
Yeah. But no, so how Victorious came around is we sent an email saying that we run a few bits and bobs in the Portsmouth, Hampshire area. And they said, okay, let's have a meeting. We met in the Costa Coffee in Albert Road. I think the whole meeting took about 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
It was a very quick meeting. And they said, we're going to give you a 200-person capacity tent. And not much of a budget.
So
it was essentially the local comedians, which I thought was fantastic for the local scene. And fortunately for us, it rained all weekend. It was 2018, the year Prodigy were the headliners.
Yes, I wasn't there, but I've heard stories and seen pictures, and the rain literally came in sideways, didn't it?
And we had a tent with a roof.
So it was packed for the entire weekend.
It was packed out, and the Victorious top boys would come by and sort of see it packed out, and we'd be like, oh, they're really enjoying the show. And we were there for 6 hours. We had shows, started at 12, finished at 6, and it was all unsigned comedians from the local area.
Wow.
And we did well enough to get an invite back next year. And we were able to book a little bit better act.
Give you a bit more of a budget.
Yes, a bit more of a budget, more established acts.
Yeah.
And then the pandemic happened. And then in 2022, they said, right, we want to go big. And I was like, fantastic, love to hear it. How big do you want to go? Because we're still in a 250-person tent at this point. And they said, we've upped the tent to around 3,000. And I was like, God, Exactly. To us, we've just gone from playing a pub to Wembley, like with that sort of jump. So I was like, okay, we're going to need more money if we're going to fill...
Yeah.
Phil, that's sort of a tent.
I think I'm good, but...
Yes. My ego is only so big before realism kicks in. We managed to get an incredible lineup: Catherine Ryan, Russell Kane, Milton Jones, Joel Dommett. We really had some...
They're the top touring comedians in the country.
We were so... so chuffed to be part of it. Yeah. We are meeting our comedy heroes at this point. And we're trying to walk that fine line between remaining completely professional, but also we do want a selfie.
When's that good time to say, right, no, I needed you here 5 minutes ago, and can I just get a quick selfie if that's all right?
Yeah, exactly.
We were talking before about the comedy tent at Victorious. Of course, it is going to be a fantastic Victorious again this bank holiday weekend in August. Who have you got on the lineup? Who's the headliners, first of all?
Well, the big names are Russell Howard.
So funny.
Except very happy to have him. Frankie Boyle.
Oh, incredibly offensive, and I'm glad that he's not on right now, because I would be cancelled.
Yeah. And Al Murray, the pub landlord.
Oh, bit British.
Exactly. And I say, I can't wait to see what he does with the Portsmouth crowd.
Yeah.
We also have there's also a host of up-and-coming
comedians.
So
who have we got, that's local or up-and-coming?
Myself and Perry Riley.
Yeah.
We are there. We're the hosts, and we also are doing a full 20-minute set.
I was going to say, so have you got your own set? Because I know that you do your hosting in between acts and what have you. But you have got your own sets as well.
One of us is on Sunday at 12 noon, and the other is on Saturday at 12 noon. I can't remember which one's which at the moment. but we also have Paul McCaffrey from Live at the Apollo.
He's brilliant. I saw him supporting somebody at the Kings. Who was it? Kevin Bridges. He was supporting Kevin Bridges. And, he's really, really funny.
We're really happy to have him. We actually have someone flying in from Dubai to do this festival.
Wow.
Her name is Sania Abbas. She is the queen of the comedy scene in Dubai.
Wow.
Social media sensation, 400,000-500,000 followers.
Wow.
But that is the cachet that the Victorious Comedy Tent has. Yes. In the comedy community.
Isn't that crazy that, you know, something that you sort of sent an email just, you know, shooting your shot, as it were.
Yeah.
And now you're at this position where you are getting not only some of the best touring comedians in the UK, but also some of the best comedians from around the world.
That's exactly where we're at. If you would have told me back in 2018, as we're sitting there in our tiny tent in the pouring rain with our £200 speaker... that this is what it would turn into, I wouldn't have believed you.
And also, obviously, Victorious, when it does all its advertising on socials and everything else like that, of course, you know, when it first comes out, it's the big bands and everything else like that. The current you know, campaign that they are doing on the socials is all about the comedy.
Yes.
All about the comedy.
Yes. There is a good number of people who buy tickets for the comedy.
Yeah.
That's what drives them to part with their money for the tickets.
So I said, I haven't been to Glastonbury in 20-odd years, but I went in the early 2000s, and the thing that I said about Glastonbury at the time, and I'm sure it's changed since then, is you could go to Glastonbury and not see a single headline band because there is so much other stuff to do. Mm-hmm. And obviously, here at Express, we covered Victorious last year, and I said, it's now become exactly the same at Victorious.
Yeah.
There is so much to do that you could not see one of the big name bands, whether it's, you know, Fatboy Slim or Snow Patrol or whoever it is. You could not go and see them and still have an absolutely fantastic weekend because there is just so much to do.
Absolutely. It's, if you look from when the first Victorious was, when they had Charlotte Church back in the Dockyard.
Yeah, yeah.
What it's turned into,
I know,
is it's amazing. They do an amazing job, and they've done fantastic to make it as big and as diverse as they have. There's so much to see and do and experience. And that's, to me, that's the sign of a really good festival.
Yeah, I think we're incredibly, incredibly lucky to have it down here in Portsmouth. And I believe, I could be wrong in this, if you head to victoriousfestival.co.uk, I think the early bird tickets finish tonight at midnight.
It might be.
I think
don't
it
quote
is.
Me on
no,
it.
No, don't quote me on that, but I think I saw something to say that the early birds finish tonight at midnight. So, again, if you want to see any of the amazing comedy that we've been talking about, the amazing bands that we've been talking about, today is your last chance to get those cheaper tickets. Right, what about you personally? What are you doing up to and including Victorious? What shows have you got going on locally?
Well, one project we're really excited about is we are relaunching the Dolphin Comedy Club, held at the Dolphin in Old Portsmouth.
Yeah.
So we ran a weekly night there every Sunday for about 2.5 years, and then 2020 happened.
Yeah.
And we had to stop.
Yeah.
But at the time, it was the longest running weekly show in Hampshire.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we're relaunching it 23rd of May.
Right.
Still free entry. But we do recommend you book a table ahead of time. You can either call the Dolphin and do that, message them on social media, or pretend it's the 90s and go in there with a piece of paper and your name on it. So we're going with a big headliner first to form for the relaunch night, and that is Abby Carter Simpson.
Oh,
who
right, okay.
Was a semi-finalist on Britain's Got Talent last
year. Yes, wow. And it's free.
And it's free.
Wow.
Obviously, there's only so much room, so
yes.
Which is why we're saying book ahead of time.
Book ahead.
Because, yeah, if there's too many people, well,
unfortunately, it's tough luck.
Yeah.
Stand outside and listen.
But no, we're very excited. And we've got a host of supporting comedians as well. I will be the MC of the night. But yeah, it's a relaunch. And we look forward to bringing more big names.
That sounds brilliant. So that's the 20th, Sunday the 23rd of May.
It's a Thursday.
Thursday,
I believe.
Okay, it's changed. Yeah. So Thursday the 23rd of May at the Dolphin Pub in Old Portsmouth. And
yes.
It is free entry, but please, please, please book a table early doors, because otherwise you will miss out.
Starts at 7:30, runs until...
And is that going to be weekly again?
So we're going to do it monthly.
Monthly.
But if demand is there,
absolutely,
we may do it more often. If you would like to see more big names come to Portsmouth for free, support the show, and we'll do it more often.
And anything else from yourself quickly? Any other shows that you want to talk about? Or is this the thing that you're really focusing on?
This is the thing I'm really focused on. I do have an... We are running a comedy tent at a festival in the Czech Republic next month.
Okay. Not quite local.
No, not quite. Not quite. But it is something we like to brag about.
Yeah, I'd imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, with Avril Lavigne...
What, doing comedy?
No, I wish. Or maybe not.
Yeah, not known for her comedy as R. Avril, you know.
No. But no, yeah, we managed to branch out from local to international.
Oh, mate. Amazing. Look, Michael, thank you so much for coming in. We really, really do appreciate it. When it gets close to Victorious, maybe August. Let's not get you in October. It'll be a bit late then, won't it? Let's get you in again in August, specifically to talk about Victorious and everything you've got coming up and all the comedians and everything else like that.
I'd love that.
Thank you so much for coming in. We really, really do appreciate it. And you are welcome back in anytime.
Thank you very much. Cheers for having me.
Before we go quickly, socials. We haven't done the socials. Tell the people your socials.
Yes. So my social is at Michael Franklin's Comedy. That's on Instagram. You can find me there. And it'll have all the links to all the shows I'm running, all the shows I'm taking part in, and where you can find me.